the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
You're very welcome back. Will O'Callaghan sitting in for Matt Cooper on this Friday evening. Now, the Taoiseach Liam Riker was speaking earlier today, and he says he'll be making the case for the lifting of travel restrictions between the UK and Ireland in the coming months. He says no date has yet been specified. The Taoiseach added that the government expected to issue their digital green certs by the end of July, but he's ruled out quickly returning to international travel following a call from Ryanair this morning to ease the restrictions before the end of this month. Firstly, we're joined by Anthony Staines, who's the Chair of Health Systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences at Dublin City University. Anthony, good evening to you.
Evening, Will.
What's your feeling on this? Is this too soon to be considering, unrestricted travel between the UK and Ireland?
Well, it sounds like there's no very definite date. The situation at the moment is there's a lot of uncertainty in England because there's a new variant of COVID is becoming quite common over there. And it's a variant which was first identified in India. And it's a cause for concern for England. They are trying very hard to bring it under control, and they seem to be getting somewhere with it. So it's not disastrous by any means. But the variant is there, and if we have a lot of travel between Britain and Ireland, it will undoubtedly come here. We have cases of the variant here already, and we're managing to keep those under control using kind of standard public health measures. Test, trace, track and isolate. But we don't really want to add to the number of cases of this variant because we don't know how it will go. We don't know if it will stay under control or if it will escape from control and case numbers could rise. And we saw this very dramatically before Christmas. We saw what can happen. Hopefully nothing like that will happen again. But we don't want to take the chance of that. Later in the summer, when more people have been vaccinated, the calculations may be a bit different. And Britain may be in a different place as well. They may have brought their numbers down.
Yeah, because when it comes to this Indian variant, as they've called it, about 2,000 cases in the UK currently, around 35 in Ireland, the concern would always be there that you're trying to keep as many variants out as you possibly can, because we saw the impact, as you mentioned, at Christmas when Brazilian variants found their way here. And the hope will be that when the end is in sight in terms of vaccination, that there's not an outbreak of a new mutated version of COVID-19 here.
Yeah, I mean, the preliminary figures that exist say the current vaccines probably provide a good level of protection against the new Indian variant. It's not absolutely certain, but it's likely. But honestly, we don't want to be putting this to the test. We don't want to keep trying out new variants and see how they do, because we could just be unlucky. Maybe this variant is fine with the vaccine. The next one might not be.
We're talking currently about, unrestricted travel, essentially, is what's on the cards here. Your take on how successful or unsuccessful quarantining outside Dublin Airport has been?
I think it's kept the numbers of variants down quite substantially. There's a lot of cases. I think it's 120, 130 positive cases have been identified in people in quarantine, which is quite enough to keep a pandemic going. And of those, 40 or 50 had a variant of concern. So the quarantine is keeping those people out. It's not perfect, of course, but it helps. Anything that reduces the number of cases coming in, the number of new variants coming in, is very, very useful.
Anthony, those who are listening to us at the moment will also consider the fact that we have a large land border with the UK anyway, given the border with Northern Ireland. So therefore, people can travel non-essentially between here and Northern Ireland, and they're going to be able to travel between the UK and Northern Ireland from next week, the 17th of May. So you could probably argue that the potential is there to travel via Belfast anyway.
The potential is there, and there's no sane way to stop that. But there's a big difference between saying you can get to Ireland by a fairly convoluted route if you're willing to lie the whole way, and saying, here the doors are open, everyone come in. We want to be able to get to the doors are open, everyone come in. But the quickest way to stop that is if we have a major rise in case numbers in Ireland. That will just set us all back. And that's not what we want to do.
Well, when it comes to travel, we're delighted to say that we're joined as well by Bob Rankin, who's the president of the Incoming Tour Operations Association of Ireland. He's also the owner of Vagabond Tours as well. For you, Rob, when you look at this, is there that feeling that maybe this opening up could potentially be huge for the Irish tourism industry? Or how do you see the amount of travel that will potentially happen anyway?
Thanks for having us on. And it's a very good question. I mean, I think again, what we need more than anything is we need some clarity on when we can, when we will be able to open up. And again, we're getting kind of mixed messages on that. I think, you know, this matters to the whole tourism industry, from aviation through tour operators to, you know, hospitality and activity providers. You know, 75% of tourism spend in Ireland is from inbound tourism. And, you know, without the clarity as to when we can plan on opening up, that can be decimated again this year. I mean, the domestic market is going to fall off a cliff the third week in August, whereas the international market would go on well into October. So it's really, really important to get clarity on that. And look, we totally understand the public health concerns and the concerns over variants. But, you know, we're also seeing what's happening in other countries and how they're managing to set indicative dates. And you know, if the wheels do fall off, then obviously, you know, things have to be looked at again. But if we can look at a time, you know, later on, you know, maybe late July, August, and we can communicate to our customers who are ready to travel and the demand is there, people want to come to Ireland, it's seen as a safe destination. Then, you know, we really need to be able to communicate that, because otherwise, you know, we're going to lose another season. It is, you know, a tourism and hospitality industry that has already been decimated.
Yeah, because Rob, for those who are in the UK, I was looking at the Airbnb figures, and we'll be talking about this with Ian Guider on Business in a few minutes' time, but they're already seeing a massive upsurge in the UK of people who want to stay within the country this summer. It would appear they're not willing to travel all that far, but there were plenty of surveys recently where people in the UK were saying that a trip across the Irish Sea is something that would appeal to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, speaking as a British person myself, there's probably quite a lot of people in Britain who don't realise that Ireland's a foreign country. You know, it's seen as, you know, close cousins. And but I believe Ireland was listed somewhere as this kind of super safe destination to go to, which is fantastic. And, you know, traditionally we would receive a large number of British tourists to the Republic, and it's a vital part of the tourism tourism network. And it would kind of make sense that, you know, what we would hope for is some kind of phased reopening. You know, maybe the UK is obviously the first one, and as you say, if it's going to, there's the land border and it's the pragmatic approach and infection levels are down and they're way ahead of us in their vaccination levels, you know, and then, you know, we need to replace the quarantine with the EU, the digital certificate and mechanisms to allow visitors in from other destinations as well, but obviously in a controlled and a safe way. So yeah, it's absolutely vital, I think.
And Rob, given as well, you're part of the Tourism Recovery Oversight Group as well. You were looking for, you know, clarity on things as we go into the summer. I would imagine that clarity is about the opening up plan and what's going to happen around hospitality. That's the next step, really.
Yeah, I can't really speak on behalf of the oversight group, but certainly speak on behalf of the industry. Yeah, the clarity is what we need.
Okay, many thanks to both of you for joining us, Anthony Staines and also Rob Rankin.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.